This is a podcast from the past. Recorded in the time before England had been out-baseballed by India in the winter tour. Recorded before time when we'd had the joys of the Content Creators Cup. Recorded even before a draft for a cup had happened. As such, there are a few pieces of the early parts of this pod that are ancient history. But it's still a great discussion with Robbo, and it's well worth a listen. So carry on to hear about one of cricket content's big stars.
Hello and welcome back to the Cricket Casuals podcast. My name is Adam. I'm joined with Aidan, Mutz and John. And this week we're joined by Robbo from TJR Cricket. It's a pleasure to have him on the podcast. I'm sure you're familiar with his content. First, I'm going to pass it over to Aidan, who's going to talk about a bit of a season update. And then we're going to move on to the meat of the podcast where we get Robbo on and talk to him about all things to do with his content. So, Aidan, what's the season update?
Well, the season update is it is the year of the Content Creators Cup, which we're all buzzing about. We have nearly confirmed everyone who's playing. We've just announced B3 Cricket are joining us and Buffalo Cricket as well. Obviously, Robbo, you've been announced for a while. How excited are you to be involved in the Content Creators Cup?
Yeah, buzzing, to be fair. I think I was one of the first to be announced, actually, in the end. And it felt like ages ago. I can't wait. Looking forward to it. It's always going to be nice to be going back at Woodall.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Enjoyed it last time, so hopefully we enjoy it again.
We've heard it's an absolute road. So
it's flat. Yeah. It's flat. It goes away very quickly.
Have you got any tips on who we should maybe pick in the draft from the people that we've announced so far?
So you're all going to have a keeper each, aren't you? So we've got
Mutz's keeper. We've got our four, obviously us four already announced in it.
Yeah.
So we've got myself as the all-rounder somehow. JT as our bowler. Adam's batting somewhere in the top five. And Mutz is our keeper.
We're back in trouble.
We need everything.
I've been training at altitude to get used to being the high up the order.
Only advice, really, I suppose, is if you feel like that, you got to pick an all-rounder, surely. We've got to fix the draw.
We've got to fix the draw.
Yeah.
That is our only chance. I mean, we need the chance.
We get first pick. So Robbo, this is your pitch to be our first draft pick.
Robbo's pitch or our pitch?
Why should we pick you, Robbo? No, we've got the floor. We've got the pick of everyone.
What are your credentials? You're well within your right to pick whoever you like. but yeah, the only thing I can offer is I can offer bat ball and in the field. That's all. I'll leave it at that.
You're in.
The only problem is surely Robbo's going to want to be on the winning team.
Yeah.
Slight issue, but we do have the event organisers, umpires, scorers all involved in here. So groundsman's going to be. We'll be all over
the day before, depending on who's playing. Make sure we flatten it out. Maybe change the pitch later.
Depends on the side you pick.
Yeah. The draft is going to be very important. I feel it's very important. Got some very good players in this one.
We definitely need some more youngsters in the side, I feel, on our so I think Robbo's up there.
Akash could be a shout.
I mean, if we were gonna do like a platinum, gold, silver, whatever, you know how they do it.
Mm.
Robbo's gotta be platinum, isn't he?
Robbo is definitely up there. Akash in it.
My head's not going to fit in the screen in a minute.
This is our pitch now, mate.
Yeah.
this isn't like the voice lads where the chairs turn.
Aidan's got deep pockets as well.
Aidan's got the deep pockets as well. He's
I'm half Yorkshireman, lads. They don't even put money in the meter for the Wi-Fi. That's not how it's done.
Talking of the draft, what's the plan for the draft? Do we know yet?
So we're hoping it's going to be in March. So it was meant to be around Christmas. It all just happened, like, ended up being, you know, people couldn't confirm that they were actually going to play, which is a bit of an issue. We've now expanded it into squads. So there'll be a squad of 15. So obviously our starting 11 from our main pool of players who are the people who approached us first and have confirmed. And we've got a couple of reserves as well in case of injuries and whatever happens on the day. And then everyone, once they're confirmed, will head to somewhere like a Sixes bar or Serious Cricket. And we'll have the four kind of pre-selected players. Like I said, we've already got ours sorted. Batter, bowler, all-rounder, keeper for the four teams. And then the rest is going to be, we'll get first pick, then it'll be the content creators 11 and go like that. So each team is going to have one female cricketer as the like main player on there, and then one female cricketer in reserve. And they'll always have to have a female cricketer on the pitch when they're fielding. So that's why we've got like the reserves, just in case there is an injury there and we need that. But we have, we do get a lot of messages every day and we're grateful for that. But we're trying to create as many roles as possible, even off the pitch. So luckily enough, today we've announced Buffalo and they're going to bring George along, who's going to be our photographer as well on the day. But if anyone else wants to do that and film or do commentary or punditry, we need scorers. We desperately need a scorer. So if anyone can do that.
We need a lot of charging points.
Electricity and all that. But like I said, the DMs are always open, and you know, sponsorship wise, if you want to think you can get your brand out there, just drop us a message. It's, you know, we're open to all ideas and everything like that.
If you're a fan of the Cricket Casuals content, then you should subscribe to our Patreon to become a casual yourself. Membership starts from $2.99 a month to get ad-free pods and early access to higher tiers that include free things and giveaways. Head over to patreon.com/cricketcasuals and become a casual today. This podcast is sponsored by B3 Cricket. B3 Cricket's English Willow bats are some of the best in the business, and their gear is used by village players and pros alike. Use code CC10 for 10% off your cricket equipment online. Search B3 Cricket and use code CC10 for 10% off your next order.
Apart from the Content Creators Cup and the England-India series, what are you most looking forward to in 2024? We'll start with Adam. We'll work our way back down.
Apart from the Creators Cup and the England-India series, that's a tricky one. What I'm not looking forward to is another chuffing World Cup. For God's sake.
T20 World Cup, isn't it? Yeah.
June, July, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to the test series later on in the West Indies series. I always like watching the West Indies. I think just an entertainment, and I'm really rooting for them because they've been through the ringer. So I think if they can come over and actually give a good account of themselves, that'll go a really long way to helping them rehabilitate themselves a little bit on the world stage. So in terms of cricket, that's probably what I'm looking forward to. I'm playing again, I'm going to be honest, because I had pretty much had last year off because we had a baby. So she's going to be old enough now, but
I mean, that's your own fault, really, isn't it?
Yeah. But I did sort of take a year of playing this year, so I'm looking forward to getting stuck back in, hopefully, for a few games.
Nice, mate. Right, Robbo, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to... I got very lucky last year. Obviously, everything kind of took off a little bit for me. So hoping this year will be a big year of content and, you know, filming games and just be back out there having fun with the boys on a Saturday is the main thing, and enjoying cricket.
Yeah, good lad. It's like he's prepared the answer. Mutz, what are you looking forward to, mate?
I think I looked at our fixtures yesterday, so that's what I've got up here. That's what I'm looking at now. So we've got some nice fixtures on a Sunday. So we're not touring this year, but we're playing at some nice grounds in and around the London area. Shall I reel a few off? Hoddesdon, I am going to. Hoddesdon, Winchmore Hills Ground. We're at Tug Mutton Common. Love that one. Tug Mutton Common. Ooh. In Kent, that one is.
This is the niche part of the podcast for everyone who's played in London.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you might hear your club. Keep listening. All right, I'll shut up then. But yeah, just getting Sunday cricket, all friendlies this year. No, we're not playing the time league, which I'm gonna miss. Decided not to play that because I like those pretty stupid games with old men getting all gnarly or whatever. Not gnarly, whatever the word is about.
Love a bit of time cricket.
Yeah. 11, batting 11 for 10 overs, you know, at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday. Jeez. But yeah, gonna miss those.
That's why we love the game.
Yeah.
All right, go on, JT. What are you looking forward to, mate?
Personally, it's just main one. Yeah, he's getting out umpiring again. But ultimately, I've actually got a little bit of a plan. I want to go and try and watch some county cricket this year. I want to try and go and do some content that's watching some county stuff and go
county?
Around a few different. My nearest one is not, but I want to actually go a bit further afield and go to a few other ones. Just go and watch some actual county cricket. I don't get to see much of it, so because it's none of it's actually any close. It's still an hour and a half, like to get to Notts for me, so a bit longer. So, I'm planning on trying to do a little bit of a ground hop for a week or two and go on see some county cricket, whether it be the 4 day stuff, the county champ or T20 or maybe the 100. I'm just saying it for ages, but yeah, that's what I'm actually planning on wanting to do next year, and then there's obviously trying to get as much content in as we can throughout the season. So, whether it be with anybody else or with the casuals or yeah, so that's my main thing. And obviously umpiring, I love me umpiring and triggering a few people in the content cup. But yeah, no.
I'm
going to
trigger your hand to your side.
I'm so getting triggered. I love it.
I don't trigger. I'm a good umpire.
I'm not saying you will trigger me. I think you wouldn't trigger me, but I reckon.
I'm not going to be able to do it much. We're in the same side, so
that's good.
Even more reason for you.
I can't bet anyway.
No. So yeah, that's me really. Yeah.
Love
Looking
it.
Forward to this year. To be fair, I think it's just going to be a. With everything going on, I think cricket content is going to go to a new level this year. With not just with the Content Cup, I think with everybody that's we've either had on the podcast or we've got in the Content Cup or people in and around it. There's loads of people want to post content about cricket, and that can be a good thing, can't it? So,
oh, definitely, yeah, yeah, an exciting year I think to come, isn't there? From everyone who's involved. Well, I was going to say looking forward to the 100, but that joke's old now, isn't it?
That joke.
Yeah.
Thinking about it 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Obviously, IPL's back. I love a bit of IPL. I've got tickets.
Loves
to...
the IPL, hates the 100. It's definitely pandering to the Indian fan base.
Yeah. That's my New Year's resolution, is to get on board with the Indian fans. I think, like you've kind of touched on there, JT, is obviously... getting more content and meeting all the content creators. I think we kind of bullied our way into watching a game against Regina, a women's game against Regina. Yeah, so I think that'd be quite interesting. Going to see England, Pakistan. I don't get to see many games of cricket all the way down here, so it's a bit of a trek, I think, going up to Cardiff. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it in terms of, like, it's just very exciting to see where things go, like with our stuff and everyone we've kind of been talking to in the group chat. And yeah, very exciting times to come. Right then, as usual, when we have a guest on, we ask you for your questions. So thank you so much to those who sent some in. We're going to start off with friend of the pod, Regina, who asked on Instagram, Robbo, what is your favourite memory with Scottish legend Brad Currie?
The Scottish legend, yeah. Favourite memory of Brad. I think, to be fair, it's probably an old one. Like we would always just like, so I'm not sure how many people know, but Brad's got a younger brother as well who plays for Leicestershire now. Well, he's at Hampshire, but Scott. And the three of us, I'd go around there, so we'd end up just playing in the garden. And that's probably like, well, their garage used to be the wicket sort of thing. And poor Helen and Billy used to have their garage absolutely wrecked by the end of the summer. Many tears were shed. And probably some of the most competitive cricket I've ever played was played in that strip there.
Brilliant. No, absolutely brilliant. Honestly, I've been thinking about stuff like this, and like, just, you know, you're in the Australia pods, they have all the, I mean, sorry, the TikToks, they have loads of backyard cricket. And it came to my head, right? Sorry, but like, I think that's what we miss. I don't know, I'm obviously old, but do kids still play that what you just played then, those two going on to count you as good as you are as well, and you're remembering that memory? As a kid, sorry, I've got a bit excited about your memory there, mate. Yeah. But it's just like the essence of cricket, isn't it?
It's the time that I reckon we all like had the most time. The other one is probably close between is our. I don't want to out him too much, so I ain't going to say his name. But our old, year four teacher, and I think we had like one French lesson all year, and the rest of the time we just played cricket. We'd go outside and we played a game called 20 ball, and he would bowl. It would be you know, 30 kids round back, and we'd play that obviously for hours. So he'd come out at like break times, lunch times with us, and Brad was in my class and stuff back in the day. So that was top tier. And if I'm honest, I don't know if you get that as much anymore. I know kids, yeah, they love cricket and stuff, but it was very different. Yeah, at that point, everyone was still loving Test cricket, and we were playing one arm, one bounce. So you're just blocking it. You got people like a yard away from the bat.
That's what I mean. It's not like it's not all set up. You just, you know, get out there and play, don't you? It doesn't matter. Yeah, you don't need loads of pads, this, that, and the other. You just grab a bit of wood or whatever and wall, and you know, a ball. And like that, some of those backyard cricket videos are brilliant. I love them. And honestly, those kids are just going for it, and they put the water down on the floor, and then they just go for it. So my brother used to hit. I've probably said this on a pod before. He hit some big sixes, but he used to hit a six over my nan's house. So she had a semi, and she had a semi detached house. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, sorry. I mean, I like it. Bless her heart. She's, you know. But yeah, he used to hit over the houses when we were kids. I could never do that. I could just block it through the gap. So I block, and he hit sixes still. But do you know, that sort of stuff is, I think it makes a massive difference for your love of cricket. And the way where you then when you go out and play it, you know, 11-a-side, or you play on a Saturday or Sunday, and you've got that memory.
I'll never forget. This will probably be my worst memory of Brad, is I might as well add this. Is we played. So when we kind of got older, we kind of split teams. He went off to play for Bashley, and I played for Bournemouth, which is both pretty local to here. I'm not sure like how well you know the area, but we ended up playing against each other, and it was in a tying game. We've come out after tea, and I think we only needed like 16. And Brad's all like, this was when we were still playing like Saturday league cricket, so yeah, he's probably the best bowler in the league. And he went on to take, I think it was 6 for 10 in the second inning, in the end after tea. And he's got me out with an absolute honking decision where I've snipped it into my pad, and he's run about 40 yards past me. Run into the change room with both arms in the air. Yeah. That one is cut deep. I'm reminded regularly, but yeah, I absolutely smashed it as well. Just fuming.
Of course you did.
Oh, God,
JT would give you out. It's fine. Well, right then, another question from Instagram from Matty Mills, who will be joining us at the Content Creators Cup, but not as a player. He's just coming along to help with content. He said, what's it like being the third fastest bowler at the Content Creators Cup?
It's not about how quick you bowl, Matt. You know, the faster it comes, the faster it goes.
Who are the top two?
Me. Sorry.
Matty is quicker than me, but he would go for more runs. Who we say it's quicker? I'd imagine I'd be up there.
How quick do you bowl, Robbo?
I've never actually been speed gunned. No, I've never actually been. JT's probably a better judge of the old.
He's fairly.
Probably one that like it probably deceives you. Always bowled like a very heavy ball.
Okay.
I don't exactly come charging in like Matty does when he comes charging in from 60 yards. But I'll still get it through if I want to. I'll tell you that. But I don't. I'm trying to think who he said he's above. Well, it's not going to be. It's not going to be Club Cricket Badger, is it?
No.
We've got many speeds. It's not Akash, is it? He bowls seam.
Does he? I'm not sure. Maybe, but no. I'm more than happy being the third quickest. That's fine. Let's do it,
Imam. Yeah, tell you what, and I will say this: that six you hit in that content creators 11, that game against the Dubai, is still one of the biggest sixes I've seen at Woodhall. It was massive. Yeah. It was over the tree. It was over the tree. Anyway.
Yeah, it was. I took a liking to that bowler after.
You did, yeah.
I had to make sure I'd got like something so I didn't embarrass myself because I was a complete. Like complete newbie, and to be fair, it's quite. That's probably so. I should mention is that I think I went to that game having like 50 subs, and I started it. I reckon I'd started my like posting on YouTube maybe 3 weeks before. Mm. I'd literally not posted anything. Posted a couple of things on TikTok, and then Gareth, the legend that he is, I think I. Just by pure fluke, I just sent him a message just saying, congrats on hitting 100k. And he went on, he'd obviously gone on my profile and said, oh, we need a bowler. And he's like, one of the videos I put up was me bowling. And that was it. And that's how I got my call up. And that was,
And as I say, the rest is history.
Well, yeah. We'll keep charging.
Yeah. Well, I think that's good for anyone listening as well. If you want to be involved in something, don't be afraid to go and message people or reach out and engage with content as well. I think that's one of basically shy kids finish last. If you don't message and you don't put yourself out there, no one's going to notice you. And if you didn't send that message, and I know it wasn't like, oh, pick me,
no.
But you're engaging with someone that inspired you and look what's happened from that. So I think, people, we usually get questions about, you know, how do you start out being a content creator? It's just start, have that. I know that sometimes the confidence is quite hard to come by, but, you know, take that first step. And
the only thing people say is no. And if they don't say no, they're not going to reply. Like, I don't think that if someone doesn't reply, it's not nothing to do against the person that sent the message. I reckon I had my first person come up to me and it was at my work Christmas party, about 9 hours deep into a session, and I was bouncing around on cloud nine. Like honestly, I was so happy, and it was just because, you know, it's like someone was interested and happy enough to come up to me and just say like, "Oh, love your content" or whatever, and I was buzzing off that for days. To be fair,
that's cool, isn't it? That's cool.
Love that.
Did
you ask for your autograph? the words might have been a bit slurred. Saying, thank you. But I did process it.
Well, so on famous TikTokers, then we've had an anonymous question come in. Can you tell us about the time you met a TikToker in Barcelona, please?
Oh my lord, yeah. So we this was October. I took my now skipper. It was his 30th birthday. Me and my two best mates went to Barcelona, just the boys. I think this is like second night, I think, and it was the night after the Tommy Fury fight, the KSI. Mm. And we're in this like weird bar in the middle of Barcelona, some weird street. And I'm sat with my back to the kind of dark floor sort of thing. And one of my mates points over my shoulder and goes, "Hang on a minute." And I'm like, well, he's taking the mick, as you know, as all lads do, or whatever, in scenario saying someone looks like someone. I turned around, it was Bryce Hall. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with Bryce Hall, but he, what's it, something like 20-odd million on TikTok? he had a fight with KSI, didn't he, at some point? And he proceeded to probably spend the next hour and a half with us, just chilling. He bought us a couple of rounds of drink. So he kind of spent like an hour and a half with us, 2 hours. And I think he quite enjoyed it because we were just like, if we're honest, we treated him like a normal lad. So he was just having fun. He comes straight from the Tommy Fury KSI fight, not slept. So him, his manager, and I think his manager's girlfriend and so on, whatever, just spent a couple hours with us, and we had a pretty cheap night in the end because he was pretty happy to pay.
Oh, happy days.
Oh, perfect.
I should think so, 2 million followers.
Yeah.
Like 23 million.
20 or
23, yeah, oh, yeah, there you go.
Does he want to come to Woodall Spa in May?
I keep meaning to do like a story time or something, and I'll go through kind of the whole story, and then I would like challenge him to see, as you know, cricket's going to be in the Olympics, so I'll see if I can get over there, but I highly doubt he's ever going to see it, let's be honest.
Yeah. Talking of Woodall Spa, we've got a message on the Discord from Tremlings again, who thank you for keep sending in questions. What is the favourite ground you've played at?
I reckon I've probably got two.
Okay.
One for a proper classic, Sidmouth.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Down love my Sidmouth. Way. Yeah.
Yeah, love Sidmouth cricket ground. Proper cricket ground by the sea. And I took probably the best catch of my life there as well. So it was always like good memories. And then lucky enough that the league we play in, we play Hampshire Academy, so we get to play on the nursery pitch.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, nice.
And it is just like it's different grade. It's like, yeah, it's obviously they've got all the full-time groundsmen there every day of the week, all the way through the winter. And I'll tell you what, that is flat. And the ball does, if it's near you, you've got to dive on it, because if you're not diving on it, you've got to chase it. It's,
all right.
It's rapid.
No point in me playing there then. I'll be pointing like that. I'll go, ah!
But there's also the element, you know, you can be playing on a Saturday and then whatnot, and you got the pros just like having a net behind you when you're down at long off, long on, whatever. You know, you got big nets behind you. You got James Vince having a net behind you. It's pretty special, to be fair.
Jeez. Yeah. No pressure there then.
No, yeah, you don't want to drop that one, do you? Yeah.
And a final question from the Discord is from Luke. And can you tell us how your season went in 2023? Your outdoor season, because I know you play indoor as well, don't you, Robert?
In 2022 or 23?
23. 22. Did I say 22? What year are we in now? I don't know.
I probably had my best season in a long time. Even with the weather. Difficult pitches, and our ground's not the tourist in the last couple of years, not notoriously being amazing for scoring runs. But probably had a pretty good year. I managed to say relatively injury free, which is quite rare for me. Over the last couple of years. So to get, how many Saturdays did I play? I reckon I played 17.
That's most of the season. Yeah.
And then playing Wednesdays, training Thursdays. Obviously, I did a lot of content last year, Wednesday night cricket. Which is always a bit of fun, and that's, you know, I tend to do all right in that. So it's always pretty good fun.
Is that the Wimbledon League? Is it?
Yeah, it is indeed. It's indeed the Wimbledon Evening League.
I played Bournemouth in that once.
Bournemouth friends
got absolutely smashed.
All from.
Better standard than any you lot play.
Oh wow!
Oh, Premier League.
Hey?
I'd love to see. I genuinely would love a comparison between different Premier League sides. I think there should be some sort of FA Cup version, maybe, of whether it be like the winner of each league gets to play against each other, and then they can win like the national club side.
Is that the Village Cup?
But we can't, like, so like Village Cup, we can't, like Bournemouth, we can't enter.
Really?
No.
Oh, right. That's bad, isn't it?
You have to be a Village side.
Okay.
Yeah. To be a Village Cup sort of thing. It's not like, the idea is great. It's just nothing. It's just the idea of if you have like the top winner from the Lincolnshire Premier League and the Nottingham Premier League, then they could all play like an FA Cup knockout to finish the season. So use the best side in the country. Mm,
that's a great idea.
So Bournemouth, I think it was in 2006 or whenever I was like when I was there. I think it was 2006 or 2007. There was a T20 Club Cup, and it was on the TV. I don't know if you remember. They showed it for a couple of seasons.
I was a bit young, but Nick Park. I saw a clip of Parky in it opening the batting. Sure.
Yeah, and he's got a brother, isn't he? Has he got a brother?
Chris. Yeah.
So I've actually played against both of them. They scored about 120 off seven overs, I think, against us. It was stupid. First round. I think it was the first round of that cup or something.
Anyway, those proper players, proper players.
Yeah, I couldn't even catch. Well, I still can't, but still. but yeah, it was wicked. It was on the TV and everything. It was on a Saturday. Yeah. I think it was the week after the second week in September on Saturday. I think they played, I don't know where it was, but I think it might be Derby, the county ground or somewhere.
I think it was at Hampshire, wasn't it?
I think there is something that happens on a Sunday. There is. There is a competition. I don't know much about it.
No, it's just like a T20 competition sort of thing. And then, like in the years gone by, like the final we played at the Aegeus. But I think they said it's getting a bit expensive to hire out the Aegeus now, as it's increased in size. And let's be honest, we're not going to fill it. So,
what level do you play, just for the listeners and that?
I made minor county debut at 18. And then, kind of as I got older and life took over, work and things like that, I just couldn't commit to playing Saturday and Sunday. But I played like the Southern Premier League with Bournemouth.
Yeah, the first division, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's it's the best league. It's the Hampshire Premier League, isn't it? It's the but Hampshire's quite a big county, and to be honest with you, we get a lot of feeding clubs from. So, like, even though we're in Dorset, the Hampshire League's stronger. So, as a club, Bournemouth decided to go into the Hampshire League, and you play the higher standard, and it attracts better players. And the same with like South Wilts, they'll be, they're in Wiltshire, but they play in the Hampshire League as well. So it kind of ends up being the best of. You could argue maybe three counties, but I'm not really sure what the Wiltshire kind of western border. I think they tend to go more towards like the Wettle leagues and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Final question, Robbo. You'd be pleased to hear, but it is always the hardest, and I ask this to everyone who comes on. Who is your favourite cricket content creator?
My favourite content creator, I think the one I always said was, and I think it was him anyway, and then the fact he gave me my shot was Gareth, and the fact that he gave me his shot, like, he went up in my estimations tenfold, to be fair. He's the nicest bloke in the world anyway. I'm sure JT will agree, but when he gave me my shot and let me go up to that game, when I think I had probably 100 followers on Instagram and 50 subs on YouTube, I can't really say anyone else. But I think there was also an element, to be fair, I'll give him an honourable mention, was Oscar, because he's a local lad to me, and his creativity is just, he's one of a kind in terms of the where he goes with his content and stuff. He probably does some of the debunking a few myths, like what's it like with trying to catch with butterfingers and things like that. Stupid things, but he does them very well.
I like his content. He's good, isn't he? Good creator.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's funny.
Top lad as well.
There's a ridiculous amount of content creators around you. Then it's
Dan's,
it's like south coast of England. How many have we got?
Have you ever been to Bournemouth? You have been to Bournemouth.
Me? Yeah, I went on tour there last year.
Yeah, you did. I missed you, didn't I?
A couple of games, yeah.
People in Bournemouth who like to show off. I don't mean that in a bad way. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, they enjoy themselves. But Bournemouth's a party town, isn't it? It's like I don't know.
Aruba on a Friday night, definitely.
I've got a lot of friends in Bournemouth. Maybe not now.
it's a cracking night out. And to be honest, I think a lot of the teams that travel quite a long way, sometimes they will come down a day earlier or a day, or like stay the night after. It's good fun. How did you find it when you came down, Aidan?
It wasn't really for the cricket, was it? Yeah, very, very good night out. Some very interesting stories that I don't think we'll make it on the podcast. But I will say you lads gave us a very good welcome. The only problem was that we got moved from the first pitch, didn't we? Because it was, I think they had a bit of rain, unfortunately, got under the cover. So it might have saved us actually being on the pitch about 100 yards away from the bar, because the pitch was meant to be on, the bar was literally on the boundary, which would have probably,
you played Sutton's, didn't killed it? Was us. It Sutton's you played? It was Sutton's.
Yes, we played Sutton's.
The bar's right there, isn't it?
On the the shortest boundary in the world, which
was it the Hopkins that they still were playing? He's got about 1,000 wickets, the old man Hopkins.
Must be an old boy that played against us.
He's a legend that, like, before you get there, 2 weeks before the game, they'll tell you about the old man Hopkins. Like, it's literally 1,000 wickets or something. Been playing since 1960 for Sutton's. I don't know if he's still alive.
I'd hope I have 1,000 wickets if I've been playing for like 70 years.
I mean, it was a stupid number. I'm saying 1,000, but it was just a silly number. I can't remember what. But like, the guy was a legend. Like, literally 1960 or 50 years of playing. His kids play, his grandkids play, everyone plays. You know,
we've got one bloke that plays. And they'll come down to every game of ours, and they'll play on a Sunday. And they're well into their mid-80s, these two. And they'll go in the nets while we're playing. And one will chuck like some pads on, grab a bat, and the other lad's bowling it. They're in their mid-80s. It's great.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's proper.
Fantastic.
Things you'll have to see in it.
This podcast is sponsored by Just Initials. Just Initials make personalised stickers for your bat so you can look the part no matter where you bat in the order. Use code CC10 for 10% off your order at justinitials.co.uk. Search Just Initials and use code CC10 for 10% off. The Cricket Casuals podcast is sponsored by Neon Cricket. Neon's range of cricket equipment is perfect for all levels of cricketer, from Sunday casual to Premier League. Use CCX Neon at neoncricket.co.uk for 20% off your order. Search Neon Cricket and use CCX Neon for 20% off Neon Cricket equipment.
For the quiz, so we have cricketing who am I's. So I have six cricketers for you with an optional seventh if there's a tie. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read out facts about them, and then you just shout out your name when you're ready, when you think you're worth a guess, and we'll take you from there. What I'm going to do is, I think it's probably a good idea to have a scale of points, so 1 point for the first one, 2 points for the second one, 3 points for the third one, and so on, just to make it a bit
if
more
we go if we guess too early, do we get knocked out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everybody gets one guess.
We say our name, or do we say who we think it is?
Shout out your name so we know who it is. It's probably easier. In the absence of being able to raise your hand or anything like that.
Well, we're more for a podcast.
So, cricketer number one, we have a South African. He is a left-handed batter.
At JT. I'm going Graham Smith.
No, you're out.
Damn it. Oh, I went too early. Shit.
That was a pretty risky guess.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. I'm trying to get early points.
it's worth a punt, isn't it? I mean, it's worth a go.
Went South African left-hander. I thought I was enough.
He has played for South Africa, Surrey, Titans, Eagles. Yes, Aiden.
Hashim Amla.
And he's a right.
No.
Oh, he's a right.
He's a right.
That is absolutely.
I'm
not going to get it. I'm trying to think of a left handed. Go on.
He has played for South Africa, Surrey, Somerset, Titans, and Eagles, which are domestic South African clubs. He's played 86 tests with an average of 38 and 82 T20s.
Oh, got it. Ashwell Prince.
Who?
No. Ashwell Prince.
Right.
It's obviously not him.
It's on you, Robo.
I've got room to talk out loud. To be honest with you, I'm stuck between two, and I don't think it's either of them. I'm stuck between De Kock and David Miller. And
Would it help if I had told you that he got a pair on his debut?
David Miller played many tests in 2013.
He didn't play enough tests, David Miller. I do know who. Dean Elgar.
Yes.
Yeah, shout. Was it? Of course, yeah. It was.
Pulled out of the bag.
Gosh.
There you go. What? Sorry.
That's a shocker. A shocker to all of us.
Hashi Mandler.
I know. I thought mine was quite.
I heard sorry, and I was like, sorry, South African. Like, he played for South Africa.
He did. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure he did.
Yeah, yeah, but... just battered a bit of her hand.
I thought mine was quite a good guess, to be fair.
With the two that I got.
Anyway, on to
that. I don't know if Munster's was a good guess. I have no idea.
Prince Ashwell. Come on. He's a good player.
He was, yeah. This is for 2 points. These are all men, by the way. This is a West Indian, also left-handed batter. Played for the West Indies, Durban Super Giants, Lucknow Super Giants, and Team Abu Dhabi, amongst others. He's played 18 tests at 32 and with the bat and averaging 18 with the ball. He's played 33 T20s, averaging 20.
Go on.
Sorry, go on, Mutz. I've got it wrong. He's right-handed. I was going to say Bravo, the brother, but it's not him. He's right-handed.
Yeah. Afraid not. Well, did you want to use that as a guess?
No, this one might help.
This is the last fact about him. He scored 210 on debut v Bangladesh in 2021 in his Test debut.
Oh, I know who it is. I can't think his name.
Come on, I can think. What's his name?
Has he got any hair?
Not much of it, no.
I didn't think he did.
I can't think now. I can. When you say the name, I'll know it, but I can't.
I mean, that sounds really stupid. I'm struggling with my left and right handers.
Yeah.
I'll stab a guess.
Is it like Braithwaite? No. Something like that? No.
I can picture him.
Yeah.
I've gone out on.
Yeah. We'll give it up.
Yeah.
Kyle Mayers.
Oh, it wasn't who I was thinking then. No.
That wasn't who I was thinking either.
This is going well.
This is going very well. Yeah, I'm starting to think this might be a little too hard.
Anything in the last 3 years, I haven't got a chance. But yeah,
Jesus. Yeah. So cricketer number 3. This is worth 3 points. This is an Englishman. He is a right-hand batter and also a wicketkeeper. He has played for England, Essex, and Surrey.
James Foster.
Nope.
Damn
it!
Oh, what? Essex that did it for me, I thought.
He's played 20 tests at an average of 32 with the bat. He has played one ODI and one T20. And he has a first-class bowling economy of 6.
Sorry?
A first-class bowling economy of 6.
I'm out, so I can't.
Right-hander.
Essex and Surrey. And England. Oh. Only 20 tests.
Only 20 tests, and he's got a bowling income of 6.
Yeah, the first class one. He's not bowled at international level. He's got first class bowling economy of 6.
He's a wicketkeeper, though.
Yep.
It's not James Foster.
No.
Am I out, sorry?
Napier?
No.
I don't know if he kept.
He did play the test, did he?
Oh, no, he's from Hampshire.
They've already been mentioned on this podcast.
It's not a very recent one, is it?
But he's only played 20 tests.
I was going to say
he could have played 20 tests 10 years ago.
That's true. But no, yeah. It's, what are you going to say, Aidan?
My feeling, now you've said we've mentioned him, I was going to say Folks.
I said it before you.
Ben Folks.
you were jabbering and I said Folks.
Mutz did just get in.
Yeah. That's dirt. That is dirt. That's so dirty. I'm leaving.
That's 3 points to Mutz.
Can I give him a point? Sadly
not. It's just the nature of
it. I didn't realise Folks played for anyone else.
Neither did I. What the real one in there is the bowling economy. Because he's only ever bowled 6 balls and they went for a runner ball. In his first class career.
What threw me was the ODIs. I swear he's played. Did you say he played one ODI?
One ODI and one T20 international. Yeah. Yeah. He didn't keep in either of them. Battered in both.
Oh, well, there you go.
But yeah, so we have Mutz in the lead.
We're doing great.
We've got.
I've got something on the board.
Remember, it was on one. JT and Aiden yet to score. I don't know what we'd do if there's a score and non-scoring. Oh,
we'll work that out in a minute. Let's get it. Yeah, come on, we'll work that out.
Lines.
Get it in the can first, mate.
So, cricketer number four. This is for 4 points. So, this is an Irishman. He is a bowling all-rounder, but he's right-handed. Right-hand batter and right-hand medium fast. He's played for Ireland, obviously. Somerset, South Africa under-19s.
He's got Chatham- Aiden.
Yep.
Curtis Camphor.
Yes.
Oh!
What a show.
Come on!
That's a proper pull out the bag.
The South African gave it away.
That's filthy, yeah.
I don't know why, yeah.
I'll keep going for him. He's 4 tests, an average of 30 with the bat, and 109 with the ball, which isn't...
tasty.
Is that still classic all round, I suppose? It's wicked.
Well, he's played 44 T20s, and his bowling average is 29, and 35 ODIs at 35. So I think there's a test against Bangladesh in Bangladesh where he just got
slapped. Yeah.
Absolutely smacked everywhere, yeah. That's puts Aiden in the lead. JT squarely in last place. But this next question is worth 5 points, JT. So
I'm still gonna get zero, so
that's the spirit.
Yep. I'm ready to do the next quiz.
Come on, JT, nail it. Come on, JT.
Cricketer number five. He's Pakistani. He's a right arm fast bowler. He's played for Pakistan, obviously. Welsh Fire, Islamabad United, Quetta Gladiators, St. Kitts and Nevis Patriots, amongst others. He's played 17 tests at 34, an average of 34, rather.
Oh, I got it. Oh, sorry.
Oh, what?
Harris Rolfe.
Nope.
Nazim Shah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, pity.
Sugar. Interestingly, he is the second youngest player to take 5 wickets in an innings at 16 years old and 307 days. Taking
seriously
five.
Impressive, that.
Yeah, yeah. He took 5 for 31 v Sri Lanka in Karachi. The youngest player is also Pakistani, Naseem Ul Ghani, who took 5 for 116 versus West Indies in Georgetown in 1958.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah. I was going to do him, but I thought that might be a little bit, too niche. See, you struggle with Ben Folks.
Yeah, jeez.
He's got two little brothers, hasn't he, in the same show? Apparently, all three of them are playing for Islamabad in the PSL this year. All three of them together.
Dynasty.
Apparently, they're in the same, yeah. Imagine if they're all that quick. Bloody hell.
JT's still got a chance of winning this. This one is worth 6 points. At the moment, we've got Robbo on 6, Aiden on 4, and Mutz on 3. So this is quite a big question.
My time to shine.
Cricketer number 6, 6 points in the bag. This is an Indian. He's a right-handed batter, right-handed. He's played for India, of course. County Championship clubs include Yorkshire, Nottinghamshire, Derbyshire, among several others. Kings 11 Punjab. Tom?
Ajinkya Rahane.
No.
Oh.
Ooh. Kings 11 Punjab, Chennai Super Kings, RCB, Calcutta Knight Riders. He's played 103 tests at an average of 43. He's played 5 ODIs.
Oh,
well,
oh, 5 ODIs. No, sorry.
Five ODIs. Okay,
I'll say it. Pujara.
Yeah.
Oh, why did I say it?
There's only a few Indian players that come over, isn't there? So you've got a handful to choose from.
Only 5 ODIs. Never played a T20 international, which is surprising considering he played for those IPL teams.
Have you seen him bat?
He's
a good bat, but he's not a T20 bat.
You say that. He has got one. He's on the list of players who have batted on every day of a 5-day test match.
Yeah, he's a good bat. There's no doubt.
He's also on the record list for having 190 in a match and also 100 and a 0 in a match, which he got twice. So, you know, A very hit and miss, you could say.
Bit of stash. I've actually got his signature here.
Hey.
There you go.
He couldn't get his question right.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, well. Sorry, Pudge.
Oh, shame. Right.
Sorry, old mucker.
This is going well. So we're going to do cricket to seven, which is a 7-point question. So, JT, you've got 0 points on the board. If you get this right,
Aiden's doing the next quiz.
You make Aiden do the quiz.
No.
Go on, JT.
So, it's another Englishman. Right arm spin bowler. Played for England, Northamptonshire, and right. Nottinghamshire.
Graham Swan.
Yes.
Oh, of
You said the guy, it's Graham Swan. My mate saw him on a train. He took a picture of him. Like, you know. Yeah, anyway. So it was in my head. So Graham Swan.
Yes.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Give me a chance.
Graham Swan, he's good, though, wasn't
he? He was like the last legend of a spinner that England had, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. 60 tests at an average of 29.
Amazing spinner, yeah.
Yeah.
Seven, the action that we all recreate sort of thing, you know.
Mm. Oh, yeah, fantastic.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Gary. What's his name? Gary? The geezer from Australia. That's Nathan Lyon. Yeah, Gary, they call him, innit? He modelled himself on Swan, didn't he?
Yeah. 17 5-wicket hauls, 3 10-wicket hauls. Played 39 T20 internationals, which I was surprised about. On the record books for 1,000 runs, 50 wickets and 50 catches in tests. Yeah, legend of the game. But that's it, unfortunately. JT, with a big, stinking, golden yourself, you are doing the quiz next time.
It's about time. I got away with it this season, so this series.
You did very well. You got to episode 3. I think I've had two of this season, so...
Yeah, that sounds really bad, but I actually did like half of the last series, I think.
Yeah, you did. I think it was me and you last year.
Yeah. So, yeah. Thanks for the quiz, Adam. That was good. Even though I did lose.
Mutz obviously wins with 16. Robbo in second with 6. And Aiden, purely for pulling Nassim Shah out of the bag.
Curtis Camper out of the bag. Yeah.
Is in.
I'm not going to lie. I had an idea about the other couple, but the Hashim Amla put me off massively.
That was a stinker.
That was a stinker. Oh, dear. That's soaked.
Yeah, some good facts there. Good interesting things that sort of make you think a little bit. And it's not who you might think it is.
Mm.
As you said, Robbo, earlier, like delving into the stats, it unveils some very interesting things that you think, it's quite interesting.
Yeah. I think that Nazim Shah one's my banker, because I think it's my highest viewed one.
Yeah.
Buy replica kits from the Content Creators Cup and Cricket Casuals merch at our Series Cricket Team Store. From training gear for net sessions to casual clothes to wear away from the crease, the Cricket Casuals store has everything. Visit seriessport.co.uk and type Cricket Casuals 11 into the teamwear finder. Money from each sale goes to Runs for Research and supports the pod, so get yourself out in Casuals gear today.
Right then, ladies and gents, boys and girls, thank you for watching, listening, however you've consumed the podcast. If you got this far, we do appreciate it. Make sure you do like and subscribe, not just to us, but to TGR, to Robbo. Comes out with some great content. I'm pointing that way, and it's actually that way on my screen. Thank you for coming on the podcast, mate. Really good chat. I think we've got some really good questions out there from people, so thank you for coming on.
Thank you all, boys. Really enjoyed that.
Pleasure.
Yeah. We'll be back on in a couple of weeks. It should be. I know the latest podcast as of today when we're recording has just come out, the one with Dan. But yeah, all links for everybody will be in the description. Thank you all, and we'll catch you in the next one.